Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah. Man up. Hey, somebody tell me, man up. Somebody tell me, man up. You gotta, man up. Somebody tell me, man up. Hey, somebody tell me, man up. Somebody tell me, man up. Hey, I thought you told me, man up. Man up.
Tell him,
man
up. He anointed, he appointed, he approved.
This means war.
to say. You can't be breaking down and falling out. You're going to break out your craft. Break out your word. You're going to break out the praise. Last time. Somebody clap your hands. This is a wrap. That's all you got. That's all you got. That's all you got.
Welcome, family. This is Man Up, but also this is where we present hot topics with myself, Pastor E, and Dr. Julie as we come together to talk, to communicate, and to come with answers and resolutions to the things that maybe some of us have been questioning. So we're calling all Man Up and Women Speak Now to assist with hot topics, and that's here on the Now Network, and it's when both men and women ask questions not common or comfortable. The women have already begun submitting, and we're submitting now. We're catching up, and we just want to be able to ask with respect and with honor, but also get the question out that maybe an answer that we didn't know, because we're sick and tired of perishing for a lack of knowledge. See, our ultimate goal is to discover the whys and the wise knots and how do we heal relationships. We need to know who we are. We need to know what we're doing, where we're going, and who can do it for us, and that's God. So join the discussion now every second Tuesday and second Thursday when the men will ask the questions on the second Tuesday, and then on the second Thursday, the women will ask their questions. So we're just honored. We're honored, and we're thankful tonight to continue this discussion. And, yes, we're going to go to another place, higher and higher. Come on, let's praise the Lord for a minute. Put your hands together for the only one who is ready. Jesus. Amen. Without any further ado, I'm going to bring in my co-host tonight, Dr. Julie. Good evening, woman of God. Come on in. How you doing?
Good evening. How you doing, Pastor E?
Fred Hammond said it better than I can. I'm blessed in, I'm blessed out, I'm blessed wherever.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That's good right there.
Amen. 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 What's going on in your region?
Well, we got, on my end, it's over here. It's raining, a little cold today.
I don't miss Houston in this time of this season. So, yes, well, good evening. We're ready. I hope you got some of your partners coming on board. If not, I know you will eloquently answer the questions that we submit. If you're out there and you want to be a part of this conversation, I see hands already coming up. So we're doing good, doctor. When people are already putting their hands up and we haven't even told them to yet, we know we are already beating the odds. We ain't even asked a question yet. Hands are already up. I got a question. But we're going to start here. And before we go forward, I'm just going to ask you to enter us in with prayer. Now, just for everybody out there that may be your first time listening, our ultimate goal here is Jesus Christ. We serve the Lord. We believe that we're here to reach the lost and unsaved in all lands. We claim him as our personal Lord and Savior. He is the reason why we're doing this, but we're using our own methods to be able to communicate and then asked him to answer us, and it's working. So just that little disclaimer before we go any further. This isn't just a talk show. This is a Holy Ghost filled broadcast, and we serve Jesus. Pray us in, Doctor.
Amen. Father God, we come before you this evening thanking you for another opportunity, Father, to be in the midst of those, Father God, that are on this line. We thank you, Father God, for those that are here and those that will come after this show, Father, to hear the replay. And we ask you, Father God, to be with us this evening as we bring about, Father God, the discussion that we all, Father God, need to have an understanding where men and women are concerned. And, Father God, we thank you for giving us the ability and the wisdom to answer the questions based on the lead of your Holy Spirit. We thank you this evening, Father God, for this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, now, you know, Blog Talk is Blog Talk, and I want to apologize because we're about to get shut down. Now, what that means is if you're on the broadcast, you can still stay in the broadcast. Once 1 minute and 17 seconds go by, we lose anybody trying to get in. That is a technical difficulty that happens in and out, but we're not going to let that deter us. Please, we got 60 seconds, so please invite someone, put them on speaker, or tell them to go online and listen to the rest of this broadcast. We're not going to end it and try to restart it. We're going to go with what we have and go from there. Amen?
Amen.
And I really hate that too, because I can feel the momentum, and would hate to lose this momentum. Now, I did use the wrong word. I would not like to have to do it, but let me take a poll of those that are on here. It would take me 5 minutes at the most to reprogram this broadcast and make it back live for anybody calling in. I'm going to open up the lines and get your opinion on it first with you, Dr. Julie. What do you think? And we got 10 seconds to make this decision.
I think that we go the way you're saying. I think that'd probably be the best since you're more familiar with it.
Yeah, let's continue to go with it.
Where we are. So stay with what we have and just go forward.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. If it drop off, then I guess, you know, if doctor would like to continue, you know, with the next session, then yeah, I would.
Okay, because like I said, 5 minutes I can have it back up, but once one second now, let's just do this. What's that?
If you think it's best to just go, let's go. If it drop off, like the man of God said, we'll just wait on you to do it again if we need to.
No. That's what I'm trying to explain. It's not going to drop off. We still have time, and as long as we're in the queue, those that are here can stay here, but nobody else can get in.
The late calls and everything else is what I'm saying.
Who's here? We can keep going, but we won't have the value of those people trying to get in. They'll be texting and saying, "Hey, I tried to come. You invited me," and that's what I'm saying. It would take me at the most five minutes to restart this part. All right, let's keep going. Amen. So let me mute everybody back where we were. Got the opinions, and I'm so glad Prophet is here. That's my right hand on this broadcast. I don't want to get caught up. But so Dr. Julie, thank you so much for praying us in. For those that are on board, thank you for being here, and we pray for those that aren't on here. We can send out a message, Pastor Terry, that they can please hit the online button. I believe they'll still be able to listen, I think. But let's go forward. Dr. Julie, we got some questions for you tonight. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
See, look. See, you may not have any help tonight. So let me see. No. Yeah, you got some help. You got some help. I see some partners out there. They're going to help. Now, so I'm going to ask the first question that's been presented out there. It's very many. I got a bunch this week. It's been coming in like droves. But let's start simple, and I think you'll answer this right on yourself. And if you're out there and you want to assist Dr. Julie, please dial 1 now. You can still dial 1, and that will bring you into the queue. But number one, why are women so independent?
Well,
I asked that liberally because But look, I ask that liberally because you know we have our own answer already.
Yes.
So shut down the critics, sir, and tell us, why are women so independent? And keep it 100. Keep it real.
Amen. Amen. Well, for one thing, I believe it's because there's so few women have had men that they can lean on and actually have covered them, possibly in their past. Or they've not had one at all, not even a father figure to, you know what I'm saying, to set the demonstration of having that male figure to cover. And so they learn to do things on their own. And once you have that down, then most of the time you realize there's nobody going to catch you, so you become independent and you do what you have
to. Get stuck in your ways.
In that situation.
We get stuck in our ways.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but that question from a married man.
Well,
that question actually came from a married man.
Sometimes if a man is married to a woman who's independent, then now somewhere in the relationship she still has some form of insecurity that she doesn't feel that she could totally shift everything over and become become a balanced partner. And somewhere in there that she still has some places need healing. He may be doing things correct, but her own fear. It can be a lot of things.
Right, right. Scars. I think we talked about that last month, is that, you know, the brother asked, he said, I've done nothing to you. I've treated you like a queen. I haven't cheated on you, but you don't trust me. You go through my phone. You got a private investigator on me, but I've done nothing. And it comes from those past hurts and those scars that aren't healed. Good point to start tonight, because
sad,
everything we talk about. Exactly. But and as I was saying, everything that we're here to talk about is to heal it. We're trying to expose things, and we're asking questions that we can get answers flowing, that we can now just depend on God to show us how to really get healed in this. So who's out there? Why are women so independent? Anybody else want to get in on the conversation? Area code 310, last 43213. You got something to say tonight?
Man up. First of all, thank you, Pastor G, for this platform. Thank you, Doctor, for coming on board and giving us a different view as men. Because I think that we have a way of seeing things, and then the woman has another way of seeing and doing things. And I think how to present this question is, when a man and a woman is in the relationship, and I kind of spoke on this last week when we were on Man Up, the woman being the backbone, what is that spark, what is that igniter that keeps a woman motivated to take care of everything that in and around the home, the children, the food, making sure the bills get paid, the kids, the clothes, even the man, feeding him and making sure he is whole and well enough to do whatever it is he do. What is this that ignites a woman and motivate her to do these things?
Well, if I understand the question correct, is you're asking what makes her, I guess you could say, a virtuous woman, one who nourishes and takes care of everybody. That's just the way we built. First of all, as a helpmeet, you want to make sure everybody has what they have need of. Many times women will neglect themselves to make sure everything that is needed in the family is done. And that's why it's so important that she's shown appreciation a lot of times for the things that she do, you know what I'm saying, because she gives so much of herself.
So that advice is saying if you get what you put in, even though that's
right.
My responsibility. I may not smile while I'm doing it because I know I'm supposed to do it, but if it's a two-way street, does that make a lot of
right.
more of a difference to women, Dr. Julie, is that even though we expect certain things from the female and the male in the home, okay, I'm a provider, and it's a traditional home. We're talking traditional homes tonight, which are very few. But traditional home, and I know my brother's home is traditional. So talking about traditional home, you know what you're called to do, but where's the motivation? I mean, is it just because they should do it? Or I know you know women because you counsel them, but they say, no, I want to know that I'm doing this in value. Is that it?
I think love is the key to it all. Love is the key to everything that is done. I believe that, what you pull in, you get back. So it's like we mirror to one another as mates.
Mm.
So you take care of her, she takes care of you, you know, and then she's able to take care of everything else that comes with being the helpmeet because of what you pull into her.
Amen, amen, amen. So it's a two, it's really... I think where we missed it somewhere down the line is it not being a two-way street, and that, you know, you're expected to do this, you're expected to do that, instead of us in this new relationship. Because believe me, back in the day, there was the structure, but there was a loss of men in the homes. And I'll say this over and over again, because it's something that us, when we're talking a one-on-one, we talk about still, is the lack of the man in the home. And that was one of the first things that came up when I petitioned men on this question. I said, bro, man, because I was talking to some pastors the other day, and I said, I just got to throw this out there because I need it for the show, and I know it's going to help. Why are women so independent? And the first thing came out, because we let them. Now, you can take that funny, but it's really true, because if man would have held his position as a leader in the home, women wouldn't have had to raise their children single. And it wouldn't be single mothers out there that now are getting in relationships. And because of their independency, it looks like they're taking it out on the man. Is that kind of...
Amen.
Is that
yeah,
real?
That's about the size of what you're saying. The men kind of let them, and with them not being in the home, so many men... not being at home, but it's another side of men being in the home but not being a part in the family. You know, you got some men who are in the house, but they not really a part of the family. They'll go to work and bring in the money to help pay the bills, but they also don't have much to do with interacting with the children or really having anything to do with, you know, the structure of the family. It's just him and the wife pretty much, you know, having a relationship, but when it comes to being the dad and being a partaker in rent and helping with the kids, it's like I bring the bacon and I help with the bills and the rest of it is on you. And so sometimes if she's had a husband or had a relationship like that, then that independence kick in and they just roll with what they have to roll with because they're used to doing it. And then sometimes the fear comes because if I turn it over and it falls through, I got to get back in that place. Rather than release the position of the independence and having to pick it back up, it would just be better to keep it and not have to worry about it because at least I know what I need to do.
So fear is deep in that. Oh, that is my
yes,
I apologize,
I would say so.
Bishop. Exactly. Okay, so this is what I want to present to everybody. Let me see, where am I at before I say this? Okay, let me get back to the studio. I've been working as we've been talking. Hey, Pastor, you always working. All right, so this is what I want everybody to do. I need you to promise me you're going to hang up and call back. The broadcast is about to start, and we're not going to hang up right now. We got 4 minutes. And I already reprogrammed it at 6:30. All I need you to do is hang up and call back in, and we can continue going on. This is going to get hot, and I know there's other people that need to hear this tonight, and we're not going to let nothing formed against us prosper. I've already done the work, so I didn't have to tell you to wait for me to do it. It's already done, and that broadcast starts minutes. So we definitely have to hang up in one. I want you to come back. Dr. Julie, please call back so we can continue this discussion. Everybody else out there, also call back with us too so we can let others get into this conversation. This is hot. This is hot. Prophet, I unmuted you. I apologize. I don't know how that happened because I was on another page. But if I can get everybody to do that, hang up now and call right back in. It's going to take me, as soon as we hang up at 6:30 on the dot, I can call in and start the show, and let's go forward. Meet me there.
Okay. 10-4.